Dear service guest and guest of honor, brothers and sisters, here at the service site and around different media sources, I have the great joy and honor to be the main chairman of the main committee, head committee, to be the chairman, and on its behalf, I wish you all welcome from my heart to these summer services in Tornio. These are the fifth services in Tornio. The previous ones were in 1994 in Könöllä, 22 years ago, about 22 kilometers up the road from here to the northeast. Soon after the summer services in Könöllä, we left the application, sent in the application for these services. Because there's much more work required this year than in Könöllä. So we worked with and made an agreement with the Rovaniemi RY, so that they would help us, and then, in turn, when they get their turn, we will help them. In addition to Tornio and Haapajärvi, Rovaniemi, Karunki, Kemi, Keminmaa, and Tervola and Rautiosaari, our wives are helping us here. We can say that these are the summer services of the Lapish area. I thank all of you who have, in many different ways, you have helped the organization here. The SRK and the previous organizations, we have received a great help and support here in the Liakan Kylä in Tornio would not be arranged if the landowners and the farm owners, if they would not given their fields for our use. Thanks to you all, landowners, and to the rent farmers. During this time of work, we have worked together with the city of Tornio and surrounding municipalities, the congregation, the police, rescue and health society authorities. In this work with the authorities, with the city and other groups, we have seen a great will of cooperation and help. Thanks to all of you authorities. The motto for these services is, "But for me it is good to be near God," from Psalm 73. Verse 28. In all of its eternity, it is this: "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare of all thy works." This motto is a very personal, secure trusting, simple, positive, and a very bright confession of faith. The writer of this psalm, Asaph, shows in the beginning part of this psalm this kind of personal jealousy I long for the unbelieving. They have wealth and healthy and fat. They don't have to work like other people. Have I kept my heart clean for no reason and my hands clean? I am plagued all the time. I must suffer every morning. This is what Asaph said here in the beginning. But when Asaph went into the holy place of God, into the midst of God's kingdom, into the school of the living word, it was opened unto him another view. He noticed that he was dumb, senseless, without any understanding, sinful. Asaph needed to be cared for. He had to repent. Only after this, Asaph could experience my joy and my goodness is to be near God. Our logo, our picture here, is a picture of blue and green and yellow parts. The white lines in between make up a mosaic picture that shows this area, the rivers, fields, and forests from a bird's eye view. Of the white area, we can see the picture of a cross that comes down towards the ground and the green field. The blue brings our minds to heaven, towards light and ripe grain or a field, with the yellow color of the field. Our main gate, celebration gate, is made up of these three parts, where we can see these colors. These three parts show the atonement work on Golgotha and the triune God and such. A small specialty there is in the evening around 11, our service picture. The sun shines at 11 p.m. onto one side of the cross. When the guide, the committee, thought of this, and I was amazed at this one point, they looked where the sun shines from. That is great, so that you are so optimistic. God has so blessed us with great weather. The previous week, I got a telephone call where a mother asked, wanted to send 3 service ribbons for her daughter. This daughter has a place, a permanent place in her grandfather's caravan. But due to her health condition, the grandmother and grandfather on their service gift here will not make it here. The camper is set up at grandma's house, and the daughter wants to spend summer services. But when the service ribbon was missing, I sent some service ribbons with the program to this girl. There are many that are this time. You have not been able to come here to Tornio. You can all take part in these services by the radio and internet. We have worked for these services during the last 2.5 years. 2.5 years, and the organization has always grown to 750 people. First, in finding this place, there was a preparation group working. This work, we have all done this work with a good mind. I have rejoiced there in the meetings of the committees, in different events, and here at the voluntary work here. How God has given you a desire to do this precious work in His kingdom for us. I want to thank all of you that have been working here and in the voluntary work during the last 2.5 years here at the service field and elsewhere. A great thank you for those home people that have made it possible that your spouse and family members can participate here in the area at the site or at meetings for the summer services. You have done valuable summer service work. I want to thank you also who, evening after evening, day after day, you have done a great job here during the springtime. Without your work, this field, this site would not be ready. And I want to thank many of you those who have not been able to work here voluntarily. But you have loved us so dearly and carried us in your prayers. In all this preparation work at these services, we have experienced that if God would not have blessed this service preparation work, we would not have these summer services. All this work is to serve the main central theme, that His word could be proclaimed, comforting, securing, and giving strength, so that we all could experience here below the word in the same way as Asaph did. For me, it is good to be near God. Almighty God, bless your word at these summer services. You are all welcome to our summer festivities in Tornio.